To Gaza now, the Israeli military has said it is preparing for the next stage of their offensive to seize control of northern Gaza City. It comes as a massive strike was organised in Israel today by families of the hostages held by Hamas. And this week saw some of the heaviest bombardment of Gaza City in recent months. Dozens of people were reported dead each day, including children, aid seekers, and on Monday, a group of journalists in a move that sparked condemnation around the world. But how is the war in Gaza being portrayed by mainstream media inside Israel? In particular, the daily suffering of the Palestinian people. Kate Varley has been taking a look at how it compares with international coverage.
Tonight at 10, increasing alarm across the world at the scenes of suffering and starvation in Gaza.
Une centaine de victimes, selon les autorités palestiniennes. Près de la moitié sont mortes pendant des distributions.
Noche y día, las bombas siguen destrozando Gaza.
Week after week, Gaza's escalating humanitarian crisis captures global headlines.
We're hearing new horrific first-hand accounts about a controversial aid organization in Gaza as starvation.
Images of blood-stained body bags, malnourished children, and the traumatic aftermath of airstrikes fill our screens and airwaves. But are those same images being shown inside Israel?
When Israelis open the TV channels here in Israel, what they see is Israeli soldiers. They see a lot of destruction of Gaza. And that's about it.
Oily Halpern has lived in Israel for most of her life and closely follows local news.
There's very rarely do they ever interview a Palestinian to hear what the Palestinian says. They don't see Gazans.
Uli herself is a freelance journalist whose reports are carried by several international news organisations, including RTE. She produces the kind of coverage that would rarely get commissioned inside Israel because, she says, there isn't an appetite for it.
The Israelis don't want to see that they might be doing something wrong. There's no interest, and the Israeli media is complicit in actually keeping the public ignorant of what Israel is doing.
Orly says there has been some small shift in domestic coverage as the hunger crisis grips Gaza, but often it is framed in a particular way.
Recently, because the issue of the starvation in Gaza, there have been one or two reports about this issue, but they always end with, well, it's Hamas's fault. And now we've seen videos of Palestinians swarming trucks trying to get food off. And in that sense, also, it's very negative. It's like, oh, these people are like animals.
One ultranationalist TV network goes further still. Channel 14 is favoured by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and has been growing in popularity since the start of the Gaza war. In this clip, one of its main hosts, Shimon Ricklin, says about Gazans, "Let them drop dead in there. Amen." Channel 14 has previously denied allegations its coverage could incite war crimes and did not respond to RTE's request for comment, nor did the other main broadcasters. When it comes to websites and print media, there are some smaller online organisations covering daily life for Palestinians in Gaza, and a mainstream newspaper too, Haaretz.
I think in this war, Haaretz functioned as a lighthouse. A lighthouse does not spread much light, but it's a very vital light in the darkness.
Haaretz is the longest-running daily newspaper currently in print in Israel. It is considered liberal and has been an outlier in terms of its criticism of Israel's conduct in the war and its coverage of Palestinian suffering. Gideon Levy is one of its columnists.
The issue is not political views, not political positions. The issue is professional journalism. If you open Israeli TV or Israeli mainstream newspaper, at any given moment, you will think that in Gaza there are 20 people living. You know who they are? the hostages. They are the only people who lives in Gaza. They are also the only victims.
And Gideon, what do you say to those who may be of the belief that the lack of coverage could be due to a degree of censorship inside Israel?
This is a plain lie. The censorship is so limited. It's only concerning all kinds of capabilities of the army. It's nothing. It is only self-censorship, and therefore it is so terrible. You know, we used to laugh at the Russian media about the way they are covering the war in Ukraine. Israeli media is much worse because the Russian media has no other choice. Israeli media is totally free to publish whatever it wants. And they choose just to please the readers and their viewers.
So what could be driving that decision?
Firstly, sure, there is a national trauma of October 7th and everything that happened since. And I must say that when it comes to October 7th and the human suffering, the Israeli mainstream media has done a very comprehensive professional work covering.
Dr. Ayala Penevsky is a media researcher at City University London, who previously worked in left-wing politics in Israel. More recently, she has spent years monitoring and analysing Israeli news output.
You couldn't see the human suffering in Gaza.
While she agrees with Gideon Levy that there isn't much formal censorship, she also believes an underlying atmosphere of political intimidation could be forcing some journalists to self-censor.
It's not official. It's not old-school censorship in terms of raids on newsrooms or jailing journalists. Not yet. But it is certainly all these other forms of intimidation, of threats, and of incitement of publics against journalists.
And Ayala also points to public appetite as a factor.
In times of war, the people are rarely asking to see the casualties on the other side. It's not supposed to be left for people to decide what they want to see, right? But this is reality. If you're not showing us that, then you are not a journalist, you're an entertainer.
That report from Kate Varley. Coming up, could we see the end of the UN's peacekeeping mission in southern Lebanon?